Now, we have in chapter 17 one of the most familiar chapters, I guess, in the Bible, and I'm just going to hit the high points here because of the fact that it is familiar. We've all had this when we were in Sunday school, and this is the chapter that contains that familiar episode of David slaying Goliath with a slingshot. Well, you know the story, I'm sure, to a certain extent. We're told now in verse 1, and I'm reading, "Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and were gathered together at Shochah, which belongeth to Judah, and pitched between Shochah and Azekah and Ephes-Damin. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together, and pitched by the valley of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines." Now here again is the war of Israel with the Philistines, their perennial and perpetual enemy, by the way. "And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them." Now they were at a standstill here. They were just waiting to enter the battle, and they didn't want to fight. It's sort of like what we had for so long down at the canal. Here's Israel on one side and Egypt on the other. Well, here it's the Philistines on one side of the mountain and Israel on the other, and a valley between. But here was the problem. There went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. Now, if a cubit is 18 inches, this man's a pretty tall man, as you can see. That means that he was about 9 feet tall, and one span would mean 9 inches. 9 feet, 9 inches. He was a big boy, and he could have played center on anybody's basketball team, or played forward, for that matter. He's a big fella, and certainly they want now to put the decision of the battle in the hands of this one man on one side and one on the side of Israel. And we're told that he had a helmet of brass upon his head. He was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. I'm not sure just how much that would be, but it was heavy. And we're told that the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. Had to have one man to carry his shield. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, "Why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me." Well, he did that every day, but didn't do a bit of good. Nobody's coming out. And David brought out food to his brothers. And when he got there, David was alarmed that no one would go out. And so his brothers try to send him home, but he's not about to go home. And when Saul heard about the fact that David would go against Goliath, well, he tried to put his armor on him, but David's just a boy. And he said, "I'll just have to use what I'm acquainted to use." And by the way, what a lesson there is there, trying to be something that you're not, or do something that you're really not called to do. And if God's called you to use a slingshot, friends, don't try to use a sword. If God has called you to speak, then speak. And if God's called you to do something else, well, you do that. And if God's called you to sing, sing. But if he hasn't called you to sing, for goodness sakes, don't sing. Today we have too many people that are trying to use a sword that really slingshots more their size. And so we find here that the thing that happens is that David goes out to meet him with a slingshot. We're told in verse 40, "He took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook." Now, I've heard it said the reason he chose 5 smooth stones was because of the fact he thought if he missed with one, he'd use another. Well, David didn't intend to miss, friends. He didn't need but one, actually. Well, somebody says, well, why did he take five stones then? Well, if you turn over to 2 Samuel, the 21st chapter, verse 22, you'd read this. These four were born to the giant in Gath and fell by the hand of David, by the hand of his servants. You see, he had four sons, and David was sure those sons would come out when he slew the giant. And he had five stones. That's all he needed, friends. And you know the story. It's so familiar. David said to him, the battle is the Lord's. And God gave him the victory, and the giant was slain. This is such a familiar story. We've gone over it rather hurriedly. But there are great spiritual lessons that we actually just pass by. But we need probably just say today that the giant represents the world. And Saul, I think, represents Satan. And David represents the Lord Jesus Christ and the believer today who's in Christ. David treated Goliath as an enemy. We're told, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. But we're in the world, but not of it. We're to use it, but not abuse it. And we find that what a difference between David and Samson. Samson treated the Philistine as a friend. He married one of them. But David treated this fellow Goliath, he was an enemy. And the world system, this cosmos today, not the world of people, but the system in the world is the enemy of the believer today. And the very interesting thing is the faith of David that enabled him to go out to meet the giant. And we're told that faith is the victory that overcometh the world, and that this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. It's the same thing that Joshua met at Jericho, and he found out that the battle is the Lord's. And he found out something else here. He could not use the weapons of this world. He had to use his own weapons, his own methods, and those were the ones that God had schooled him in. And the believer needs to recognize that today.